Chelsea, I have never used this source before, but we could use some good news. So we're going to use some good news.
Oh, good.
This is WRAL.com, written on October 14th, 2025, written by Liz McLaughlin. Article title, Lab-Grown Leather from a Living Cow Could Change the Fashion Industry.
It's like the brains, but different.
The wallet in George Engelmeyer's hand looks unremarkable, tan textured, a little stiff at the edges. The story behind it is anything but. It was grown in a North Carolina lab from the skin cells of a cow named Angel, who was very much alive, grazing in an animal sanctuary in upstate New York. Engelmeyer, a biomedical engineer who founded Cultivated Biomaterials in the Raleigh area, is already selling jewelry inlaid with what he calls cultivated leather, and he's prototyped small goods like wallets. With this Kickstarter as a springboard, he says the company's next targets are watch bands and eventually handbags as the material strengthens and flexibility improves. Quote, this is the first time in history that a cow has lived to see leather grown from her own cells, end quote, Engelmeyer said, holding a sheet of tissue that had just finished the first step of tanning. Quote, Angel is still alive and doing amazing, end quote. Angel is a rescued Black Angus at Sweet Farm, a nonprofit sanctuary. In January, Engelmeyer visited with a pouch made from Angel's cells and held it up for the bovine to inspect.
Oh, that's sweet.
At the moment that the company... Is that sweet or is that kind of like... I don't know. A little psychotic.
A little bit, but she's alive and well. So I'm currently mind wrestling myself over what I think about. But I think it's nice. I'm leaning towards it's nice.
I'm still torn if it's... That wouldn't be vegan, right? Because it's still made from animal products.
It wouldn't be vegan. However,
it would be vegetarian, in theory.
I see no problems with it. So far. I could be wildly wrong on that first feel I'm getting from it.
I would actually, like, somebody who's more in depth in vegan understanding, I would like to ask them what they thought of this. Because the animal is still on a farm.
I do feel like vegan would be no, because it is an animal product. However, it's not compromising the health or happiness of that animal in the least.
No, and that's why, like, because with bees, too, like, some people think that honey is vegan, but others think it's not. It depends on what your opinion is on, like, making an animal work versus not.
Yeah, and this one's not making it work. It's just literally taking its cells from what
I'm... Just existing, but it's existing on a farm. Mm-hmm. Which I always am curious of with the vegans.
Yeah, I mean, cows wouldn't really successfully thrive outside of a farm, I don't think, because they're
so... You say that, but we've talked about the oryx. It's a beautiful animal.
That's true. And they're all, like, stomping their hooves and squealing.
I know the reference, but I cannot remember what episode.
Deer Man, of course.
Oh, it's Deer Man, yes it is. The romance novel of cryptids.
How could you forget?
Sweet Farm's founder has publicly cheered the experiment, framing it as a glimpse of slaughter-free future for luxury goods. Inside a small Raleigh workspace, Engelmeyer grows Angel's cells on airy plant-based mats called scaffolds, made from fibers like kapok, milkweed, and dandelion fluff. The cells secrete collagen, the protein that gives animal hides their strength. After several weeks, the tissue is vegetable tanned using powder derived from tree bark such as mimosa and sumac, avoiding the chromium salts widely used in conventional tanning. The finished slivers are set into sterling silver bezels and sealed beneath a glass cabochon. The effect is closer to a specimen than a swatch. A biological gemstone, Engelmeyer likes to say. He's not the first to chase lab-grown or next-gen leather. Startups have experimented with mycelium, mushroom roots, bacterial cellulose, and collagen produced in tanks by engineered microbes. A few have shown couture-ready prototypes, but durability and cost have been the sticking point. Engelmeyer's claim to novelty is narrower. He says he is the first to sell a cultivated leather product grown from the cells of a living sanctuary cow to offer it directly to consumers. Leather's environmental ledger is complicated. Hides are a byproduct of meat and dairy, but life cycle studies consistently tie leather to high climate and water impact because it's linked to livestock and emissions and resource use, and because many tanneries still rely on toxic chemicals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not getting the byproduct to make leather until the cow is dead. I think that's fairly easy to say, given all of the repercussions on that.
And I wonder about the vegan thing as well, because it is happy living on a, like, it's been rescued, it said. So it's very happy. It's living a good life. So maybe it would be vegan.
Well, not only that, once that animal dies, I'm assuming they're going to keep cultivating that same animal skin cells.
Well, maybe that not vegan.
Yeah, no, I think once the animal dies and, like, we don't have to worry about whether or not it's being farmed for its late, like, usage, it becomes easier to say it is vegan. Engelmeyer cites analyses suggesting cultivated leather could use up to 80% less water and generate 90% fewer emissions, while acknowledging that his own operations have been yet undergone an independent life cycle assessment. Water is used in our process, he said, but we can recycle it. That's one of the key distinctions. Independent experts say that while those figures are plausible, the gains will depend on the source of the nutrients that feed the cells and the energy powering bioreactors. For now, the experiment remains small, more proof of concept than climate panacea, but it points towards a less destructive way to meet global demand for leather, which industry analysts value at more than $400 billion a year. And I just want to point out, it doesn't really matter how much we curtail the demand for leather, especially cow leather, if we don't curtail the demand for cow meat.
Yeah.
Because whether or not we have a demand for cow leather, if it doesn't outstrip the demand for cow meat, it's kind of a moot point.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Do I have to expand on that, Chelsea, or do you get that?
No, I get that.
Okay. The near-term plan is to move from wallets and jewelry into watch straps and small handbags, a deliberate progression that matches current sheet sizes and durability while the lab refines finished chemistry. Whether cultivated leather can ever rival the price and performance of hides coming out of global tanneries is an open question. Alternative leather pioneers have learned hard lessons about scaling and strengths. One much publicized mycelium collaboration fizzled when the material failed to meet luxury standards. Investors burned by the setback in the cell cultured meat sector are cautious. Still, high end fashion has always made room for scarce materials with a story. This one has both. For North Carolina, the experiment is a reminder the state's biotech brain trust isn't limited to medicine or agriculture. Engelmeyer cut his teeth in tissue engineering, growing heart valves and cardiac muscle, before detouring into cellular agriculture in California. The lab techniques are transferable, so is the sales pitch. Think pearl, he said, holding up a pendant where the leather tile glowed faintly beneath the glass. Only this time, the animal keeps living. That's the end of the article.
Well, this one is a happier one to think of. Well, less complicated one to think of than the brain one, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I picked this one because it was a happy one compared to the other things I had.
It is. I mean, to have an alternative to leather that's not coming from an animal that was slaughtered, I think is a great thing. Where the animal's still happy and living, it wasn't affected by the cells that you're taking, and, you know, there's no hoof stomping, there's no screeching coming from the animal because of this. I think it's great news. I think it's probably a win-win, though capitalism, he's still not being paid for the goods that he's providing.
Well, to be fair, maybe Deer Man was being paid and snatching up themselves. Maybe that's why they were stomping and hollering.
He might have been. The Deer Man might have been there with a leather good purse, being like, look at what you made, see?
Maybe Deer Man is Leather Man purse.
And he was just waving it at them, and they were like, we do not approve.
Those are our cells.
Those are our cells. And they're pissed. I don't know. It's just, at least it's not brains, is all I can say on this one, because that was quite a disturbing mini.
Yeah, and you guys got 48 hours. You tell us, is cultured leather from a cow vegan or not? I genuinely want to see what people think.
I, vegetarian here, say vegetarian at the very least. Probably 48 hours.
I'm glad you waited with your vegetarianism for the 48 hours.
Yep.
Anyhow, bye.
Bye.